for the other. Because the spirit is the guest here, and this animal one is the guardian dog. See how he started with the logic? That logic is not. This is it. This is a different stuff. Now back to the story. Yes.
When this party went to the mountains at the stirrup of the lion, majestic and grand, they found a mountain ox and goat and fat hare, and their business went forward. Whoever was on the heels of him that is a lion in combat, roast meat does not fail by day or night. When they brought them from the mountains to the jungle, killed and wounded and dragging along in blood, the wolf and fox hoped that a division would be made according to the justice of emperors. The reflection of the hope of both of them struck the lion. The lion knew the ground for those hopes. And anyone that is the lion and prince of mysteries, he will know all that the conscience thinks. Beware, guard yourself, O heart disposed to thinking, from any evil thought in his presence.
Okay, again, everything changed. He went back to the story, right? Now here, somehow, Rumi jumped out and said, you beware of something. Let's see, what was that all about? He started from the story, very simple. They went out, they hunted three games, proportional to their size, and Rumi stopped to say, do not forget that all of this is happening because the lion is there, not because they are three. Don't go back to that logic, because the people who were being accompanied with the lion, they will not go hungry. Then they come out. Then there is something that I don't understand why the word is hope, because the word in Persian has nothing to do with hope. It's tamah. Tamah is not hope. Tamah is a greed. They are greedy, and they will say, oh, let the king divide it to three. Because he is the king, therefore he doesn't bargain. He will give us a big stuff. The reflection of that greed touched the lion. This is something you don't know. Let's go back. What are we talking about? Let's forget this funny, silly story. We are talking about what could we do about this. He started that. First thing first. And this first thing is everything. You should come out. It's not do it yourself. You need the help from outside just to come out of yourself, because the enemy is within. When you want to be selfless, inside of you the self is there as well. So you should come out. And when we say come out, means understand something here outside. Here outside, we are not talking about this gradual scale of understanding. We are talking about some people who are exception. The people with exceptional experience, exceptional gifts. We're talking about people like that. And they are within us. Why? Because they need us? This is a very tricky thing to say. Later he will say it. We say, oh, maybe that graciousness needs these poor people to be gracious. Right? But we should understand that they are within us as a gift. They are different. Although they're here, they are one of us and they are not one of us. All this complication for what? To understand this. Remember, we are not coming out finding someone, judging someone, or drawing a profile of a pea or a thing like that. He's giving the reason why should you come out. Because inside, in you, there is these two guys who are working together, but they are not equal. One of them is different. And we are talking about that different one. That different one has another kind of understanding. It doesn't need this talking to understand. Your animal part needs this talking, because this is what the message, this is how the message is being transferred, right? The language. You say, there is something else. With this lion, with this king people, they will get what you have in your heart. How do you do it?
Their heart is, the mirror of their heart is polished, and your, whatever you have, reflects in their heart.
No way you could say that, but there is something that Rumi will repeat more than anything else in Masnavi. One finds a trace of it. He will repeat it that from the heart
to heart there is no...
There is a window to, right, to another heart. Means all hearts are really one. There is that connection. And those people, through that connection, will understand. So to them, nothing is secret. Therefore, he comes back to you that I'm telling all of this not really for the sake of the lion or the rabbit or the wolf, not even to a peer or someone. I'm talking to you. So in this path we are going to walk, you have to be in control inside of you. Means you have to try to control the thought inside of you, because they will get it. In a way, they get the transmission of all those feelings from the heart. Yes?
He knows and keeps riding on silently. He smiles in your face in order to mask. When the lion perceived their bad ideas, he did not declare and paid regard at the time. But he said to himself, I will show what you deserve, O beggarly villains. Was my judgment not enough for you? Is this your opinion of my bounty? O you whose understanding and judgment are from my judgment and from my world-adorning gifts? What else should the picture think of the painter, since he bestowed thought and knowledge upon it? Had you such a vile opinion of me, O you who are a scandal to the world? I will strike off the hypocritical heads of them that think ill of God. I will deliver the sphere from your disgrace, so that this tale shall remain in the world.
Oh my God, what's happening? He started to talk to you. Little advice that, hey, beware, because they know your secret. They know it, but they didn't react to it, they didn't show it. Then he went to the lion. Up to here, everything is understandable to you, right? Again, a logic was there, a very simple logic of being together, hunting together, being successful, and he ruined it by bringing in a, wait a minute, when you're talking about the group, you're talking about equals here. We're not talking about equals. There is one of them who doesn't need the rest. So his presence is a blessing to the other people. We remember that. Then, as if we forgot, they went hunting and they were successful, they hunted the animals, they brought it in. Suddenly again, these animals, they think that, now what about the division? How should it be divided? Let him divide it kingly, maybe, and things like that. Right? Then that was logical, understandable. Then suddenly he stopped and said, hey, this lion was there. Let me tell you what the lion is thinking. And the lion was thinking in a very sneaky, gradual way. He started with a very simple stuff. He said, hey, you pitiful people, you beggars. He started from that beggars and he augmented the gravity of what they are really doing. And he brought your feeling to a point that you go with the lion when he's thinking that I will tear you apart and I will make the universe be clean of you filthy stuff. Gradually. Because this is the only way you feel it. First was that you are the beggars. The second one that, this is what you guess about me. I was gracious to you and this is what you think about me. Then, you silly people, you get whatever you're thinking from me. I'm giving it to you. Then, this is like the paint, fighting the painter. Then, the very scourgy stuff, you looking at me like that. Then he went to Arabic and made a fatwa over there that I will cut your heads off. Then, I will clean the universe from your existence. Look at it this way. Because if you're talking about the saint, a saint and a group, a bunch of people, there is no comparison over there. Everything is out of scale. Means when you look at it, you will see it more and worse and worse and worse. And all of this, now listen to the next verse.
While thus meditating, the lion continued to smile visibly. Do not trust the smiles of a lion.
The lion, while doing this, was smiling. Means lion is not angry. He doesn't pretend he's smiling. Because he knows he could do all of that even worse. So, nothing is out of anger. That augmentation of the ugliness of this kind of relationship, actually, the logical one, me, I am in the middle. Because this is what will happen. We passed the middle of book one, so you think that you are in the middle of something. And he wants to make sure that there is no middle in here. From the moment you start all walking the path, you are just a seeker. There is no jumping up and relativity that we know is coming later. In the next paragraph he will talk about it. Not in this paragraph. Here he wants to make a point. Therefore, first of all, remember, this lion doesn't show it and the lion has a smile on the face. Beware of that kind of smile. Because this is what it is, a lot of wrongdoings. It starts as if everything is going right. For a period of time, it looks that the wrongness is successful. Then, suddenly everything starts to crumble down. Therefore, yes,